A high school is under investigation after posting photos of the students giving faculty lap dances. The new garlic snot trend on TikTok might be dangerous. And there's now a cash reward offered for a missing recycling plant. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I'm happy that you're here with me. I got three strange news stories from around the world, and you have some time. Let's do it. A high school is under investigation after posting photos of the students giving the teachers lap dances. That's right. Florida, right? No. Kentucky. Pretty close. A Kentucky high school is under investigation after photos of male students in lingerie giving the faculty lap dances were posted to the school's official Facebook page. Are you okay, high school? Just doing this is bad enough. Then you show the world? Okay. Hazard High School. Wow, it's really called Hazard High School? Well, hey, man, if you sent your child to Hazard High School, what do you expect, huh? They're going to obviously train your child to be a stripper. Okay, so Hazard High School posted the images of its homecoming week festivities, which included a man pageant. And the Facebook posts show images of this man pageant event. It's pretty shocking. It appears to be happening in the school's gymnasium. There are several male students in the photos wearing nothing but underwear, and some of them are wearing women's underwear. I can't believe this. And stockings as well. They are seemingly giving the faculty members lap dances and performing other lewd acts. Yeah, I've seen the photos. They are not seemingly. They are bona fide lap dances and lewd acts in a high school gymnasium. I mean, one of these boys is wearing women's underwear, a wig. Come on. How does this happen? Like women's stockings pulled down. He's touching the faculty member in the belly, like right below the breasts. And all these faculty members, although male, have huge breasts because they're fat, bald men. All of them look like the same guy, the same fat, bald guy. All of them lined up getting lap dances. This is outrageous. I cannot believe this happened. Well, high school has changed a lot since I've been there. They're just having way more fun. Well, in addition to the lewd acts that the male students underwent as they are trying to just learn a skill, because I'd imagine if you're graduating from Hazard High School, you're not going to get into college. So you might as well prepare yourself for a life on the stage, on the pole. There are, in addition to this, images of the female students wearing Hooters uniforms in the gymnasium as well. And one male spanking another male in another photo. Faculty are seen laughing and smiling as the students perform these acts. Just, spanking, the lap dances. This is... The school has since taken down the Facebook photos, which I can't believe you put up in the first place. Wow! How do you even press the button to do that? Like, how do you even upload, post? Like, no part between the upload. It takes a little time for those photos to get up. There's a little period of time that you have to chickity-check yourself before you rickety-wreck yourself and your whole organization. Not once between the uploading of the photos did your brain tell you, hey, maybe not show the students wearing women's underwear. Sitting on a teacher's lap. One of them's bent over while the teacher is behind the student. Like, it looks so lewd. It is ridiculous. It says here the school has, quote, a tradition of excellence in academics in everything we do. Yes. And training the kids for a life in the stripping industry or an OnlyFans account. It says this incident is being investigated, and once the investigation is complete, appropriate action will be taken. Yeah, I don't think you need to do too much probing. The photos tell it all. Now, a member of the school board is quoted as saying, well, normally the principal, Happy Mobellini, is pretty strict. Happy Mobellini? You're not strict with a name like Happy Mobellini. Is this a real name? I can't believe it. With a name like Happy Mobellini, I'm not surprised. There's lewd and lascivious acts going on at your school. Happy Mobellini gets lap dances, has gotten many a lap dance. Happy Mobellini's probably given some lap dances as well. This is Happy Mobellini we're talking about. Happy's always happy and ready to get Mobellini on your lap. The principal, Happy Mobellini's pretty dadgam strict. It actually says dadgam strict. This is how they talk in Kentucky. So this surprises me, unless someone pulled something out of a hat. I mean, a kid comes to the school with a short dress, you know, the principal, Happy Mobilini, usually makes them go home and change. Yeah, not on male pageant day. No, I assume they encourage it on male pageant day. Wow, Kentucky. I mean, some places are still living like it's 1939. Like, really? Where the hell have you been? You think that this is okay? Have you been paying attention at all, Kentucky, at all, to the world the last 20 years? The garlic snot trend on TikTok is safe and not dangerous, people are claiming. Have you heard of the garlic snot challenge, where you put a couple cloves of garlic right up your nasal? Ooh, TikTok once again contributing to the behavior of the masses in such a positive way, I'm sure. Let's find out what's going on. And they interviewed a doctor, so I'm gonna guess the doctor says this is a dumb idea, but you know, what do I know about garlic up the nostril? So what's happening here? Well, on TikTok, people are shoving garlic up their nose, and then there's like a lot of snots draining out of it when they put the garlic up there. And people believe, and they are saying on the video, that this is proof that garlic is working to clear the sinuses. But is this actually true or not? We have a doctor here. It's Dr. Farmer. So the doctor was asked, what exactly happens when you put garlic up your nose, doctor? Because clearly snot does come out. Well, Dr. Farmer says that the garlic is actually blocking the sinus passage, not clearing it. Well, yeah, that's pretty obvious from the video. Okay, and then once this happens, your body produces more snot and mucus as a reaction to the garlic. And in fact, the oils from the garlic are an irritant, and they worsen congestion and drainage. Inserting garlic into the nostrils causes the nose and sinuses to be temporarily blocked. The nose and sinuses react naturally to blockage and irritants by producing more mucus as a protective reaction, Dr. Farmer explains. The doctor added that garlic has been used for thousands of years and has numerous health benefits when used correctly, but up the nose is not correctly. Garlic has been known to reduce high blood pressure and lower cholesterol, guys. Did you know that? And it boosts your immunity. That's why my Italians are so immune. So much garlic. Dr. Farmer also added that garlic can be crushed and added to foods and seasoning, can be placed in olive oil and eaten or used as a spread. Garlic can be boiled and inhaled as a sinus steam or even sipped as a friggin' tea. Garlic supplements can also be taken daily with your other vitamins, but check with your physician to make sure that adding garlic supplements is actually safe for you and your body. But listen, I want you to know, the doctor wants you to know, too much garlic can increase your risk of bleeding, just in case you're wondering. Especially if you're taking some blood thinner medication. It can worsen gastroesophageal reflux as well, which I can speak for that. Yeah, I've had to cut down on my garlic significantly because of my reflux. And man, as an Italian, it's a very difficult behavior. I have to tell you, I miss it. I miss the garlic. I miss it so much, man. I really do. Dark chocolate I've had to cut down on, and other things that have an AR in it. Dr. Farmer, what's a safe way to clear your sinuses? It's probably not shoving garlic and herbs up there. Is it Dr. Farmer? What if I poke a pepper up there, Dr. Farmer? What about that? What if I shove two ghost peppers up my rear end? Will that clear everything up, Dr. Farmer? Dr. Farmer says that both over-the-counter and non-medicated remedies work pretty well for your sinuses, if you don't know. And if you've been on TikTok, you may have seen these videos stating that a certain pressure points on your face can also clear your sinus congestion. Dr. Farmer says that acupressure or sinus massage can also be a beneficial complementary treatment for both sinus pressure and congestion. And I've actually seen these videos of people pressing on their sinus areas to relieve congestion. It's called acupressure, guys. Look it up. It can help you big time. Don't shove any garlic up there, all right? Put the garlic in your gravy only, all right? And last word of advice, just stay the hell off TikTok, man. It's not helping.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There is now a cash reward offered if you can find a missing recycling plant. Yes, an entire recycling plant just missing. The disappearance of a 91-ton recycling facility was first reported a few months ago. So far, there have been no leads. So now there's got to be a reward offered to help Waste Technologies UK find their missing plant facility. This facility was like practicing a revolutionary technology that converts plastic into mixed oils. Astonishingly, though, the plant disappeared, completely disappeared. This plant is 91 tons. It says here it would require almost a dozen lorries and trailers to move. If you don't know, a lorry is a truck, I believe, correct? I don't know why you're calling it a lorry over there. Where I'm from, lorry's somebody's name. Apparently, it's a vehicle as well. I'm learning, guys, learning about the world. Now, after Waste Technologies made attempts to locate their missing plant themselves, they had to finally call in the Greater Manchester Police to help out for the cause. A company spokesman is quoted as saying, "Well, you know, it's quite extraordinary that the plant that weighs 91 tons and would require approximately 11 truck trailers to be moved could be shifted without our company being aware. This is not something you could just slip under a coat and walk out the door with, you know. You can't just put it down your breast pocket. You can't just put it down your pantalones, you know, and just walk out with it. It's a recycling plant after all, 91 tons, yeah." Someone might recall, I would imagine you'd recall, if a fleet or a convoy of trucks left the site with a giant facility. This must jog people's memories, would it not? This is an expensive cutting-edge technology. And the plastics crisis that we're experiencing makes it quite topical, our plant. This is an industry that's growing. It's very useful in the present climate. Now something has happened to this equipment. We don't know what it is. This is of grave concern. We will take whatever steps are necessary to recover our property. In fact, we are now offering a very lucrative reward of £10,000. We hope that this might rekindle the interest and yield some useful information as to the whereabouts of our facility, our 91-ton facility. Where was security? All right, obviously I took liberties with the quote, and my accent is not up to par, but please forgive me. And let me just say, you have to be an idiot to lose a 91-ton recycling plant. You just do. What, did you not hire a security guard? Not one security person? You pay them very little. They sit in a chair. They just watch TikTok videos all night, shove garlic up their noses. Every place has one of these. How do you not have one? You lose your entire facility stolen. Come on, guy. Get it together. Also, can somebody tell me, what is this whole facility theft business? I've never heard of such a heist like this. Usually, we're going to rob a store, bank, maybe steal some Amazon Prime trucks or something. But who's like, let's steal an entire facility? You can't. I mean, if you pitched that idea to me, I just wouldn't be on board. It just seems like too huge of an operation. I would assume you cannot do it without being seen. How do you steal an entire facility? Wow, these guys are just very skilled, I have to say. It's like stealing a planet. Sort of. No, not really.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Guys, I'm so grateful that you chose my podcast to listen to. There's a million of them out there, and you chose to spend some time with me. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate that. I also want to send some appreciation to Sherry Boone on YouTube, who wrote me in a nice little note. She said, "I've been listening to your podcast and now I found your YouTube channel. You're terrific. LOL. She's referring to my Funny Jones YouTube channel. Yeah, that's my YouTube channel. I got some videos of me doing stand-up up there if you'd like to check it out. Subscribe. I don't have many subscribers. There's also a Weird AF News YouTube channel as well. And I put all the episodes up there. And if you go back further enough, you can see actual videos of me recording, which was kind of fun, but it was a lot of work. So I haven't gotten into doing that again. But yeah, I've got a couple of YouTube channels that I put content on regularly. So thank you, Sherry, for finding me. And I appreciate you very much for listening to the podcast as well. Please keep listening. Appreciate that. I feel like they're getting better and better as I'm getting angrier and angrier in my old age. Kidding. Okay, anyways, if you guys would like to support the show, because you're a huge fan, you're like super fan, you want to support Jonesy, who makes very little money doing this, you could do so by joining the Patreon. Patreon.com/WeirdAFNews, or go to WeirdAFNews.com and click on the Patreon banner, or download the Patreon app onto your phone, smart device, man. And then just do a search for Weird AF News Podcast. And you can support the show there by giving Jonesy like a cup of coffee a month. Keep me going. Keep me caffeinated. Keep me fueled. Keep the lights on, baby. Hey, you know how it goes. And give you the red light special all through the night. Baby, it's yours all night if you want it. Oh, man, that song is so good. Damn. Feeling myself.